In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Doesn't matter who you are, the risen Lord suffered and died on a cross for you. My podcast series is devoted to the Catholic faith. My goal is to reignite our faith. Please note my podcast remains explicitly of my own experience and opinions. However, any core belief or statement made regarding the Church comes solely from approved Church sources, such as the Catholic Church Catechism. Hi and welcome to Volume 11, Part 1. This is going to be a mini-series consisting of 7 parts. It will be in regards to the 7 Holy Sacraments of the Church. And I hope to make each podcast or each mini-part very quick, in depth, and provide you with a decent nourishment of knowledge of each individual sacrament, of which I briefly ran over in Volume 2. My information resource throughout this series will be primarily from the Compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And so we will begin with baptism. The one who is baptized is immersed into the death of Christ and rises with him as a new creature. So that was a reading from Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Okay, so what is so amazing about baptism, if you don't already know? Obviously, baptism involves water and the Spirit. And we know this because our Lord Jesus Christ instituted this. After the resurrection of our Lord, he said to his apostles, "Go forth and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And from the day of Pentecost onwards, the Church has since administered baptism to anyone who believes in Jesus Christ. Now, if you're not 100% sure what I meant by Pentecost, Pentecost is the descent of the Holy Spirit upon Mary and the Apostles after the ascension of our Lord into heaven. So what are the essential elements of this sacrament? Well, I did just briefly, very quickly state it, water and the Holy Spirit. This sacrament consists of pouring water over the head of a person while invoking the Holy Trinity, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So who can be baptized? Well, anyone who is not yet baptized, since Christ died for all people, over all ages, and of all nations. So why is it important to be baptized? Through baptism, we are freed from original sin, which we are all born with, courtesy of the fall of Adam and Eve. Thus, we're freed from the power of the evil one and brought into the realm of freedom which belongs to the children of God. Are there any requirements for one who is to be baptized? There is a requirement. It is known as the profession of faith, professing a Christian faith, basically. And that is generally made by the individual if they are an adult applicant, or by the parents or godparents and by the Church on behalf of an infant. Because as we know, the majority of baptisms are of infants. So who can baptize? It is ordinarily the bishop and or priest who may baptize. However, a deacon also can baptize in the Latin rite. But did you know, in the case of a necessity, okay, so that's an urgent circumstance. We, you and I, provided we are already baptized, can baptize someone as long as we have the correct intentions of doing what the Church does. We can pour water over that person's head and say the Trinitarian formula. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Is baptism necessary for salvation? I would say yes. Definitely for those whom have had the gospel proclaimed to them and who have had the possibility of asking for the sacrament. So is it possible to be saved without baptism? Certainly is. under certain circumstances. They are quickly known as the baptism of blood and the baptism of desire. So what are the effects of baptism? So what do we get out of being baptized? Well, firstly and foremostly, it takes away the original sin, takes away all personal sin and punishment due to sin. It also makes you a participant in divine life of the Trinity through sanctifying grace. The grace of justification, which incorporates one into Christ and into his church. It also gives you a share in the priesthood of Christ and provides a basis of communion with all Christians. Now, I know you've heard me mention that before. We are in communion with all Christians. It bestows the theological virtues and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And now, I'm sure you know I've spoken of the theological virtues and gifts of the Holy Spirit in previous volumes. If you've listened to my previous volumes, that is. A baptized person belongs forever to Christ. Your soul is marked for Christ. Hence, when we are baptized and we knowingly choose to live a life contrary to the will of God, and as I've spoken about previously, essentially working against our Lord instead of for him, we bring about a great sadness to our Lord and to all the angels and saints in whom we are in communion with through the gift of baptism. Anyway, to keep it short, I will leave you with this. We are all baptized by name because God knows each one of us by name. That is, in our uniqueness as persons. In baptism, a Christian receives his or own name in the church. It is preferably in the name of a saint who may provide the baptized a model for life and intercede for that person before God. God bless and stay tuned for the rest of this mini-series. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.